This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, I know we've probably been through this book 10 times before, but this is probably going to be the time that you receive the most revelation knowledge that you ever have before from the book of Jeremiah. Believe it and receive it, because this may be the time that you really want to understand the book of Jeremiah, and not only understand it, but you want to get right into it to have some kind of a supernatural knowledge of what Jeremiah was really speaking of. So let's get right back into the Word of God, and let's get into where we left off. I believe that was about the fourth chapter and about the fifth verse. And let's read the fourth verse one more time. I just can't get away from this. You know, we've been here for quite some time, this particular chapter. And it says, "Circumcise yourselves to the Lord, and remove the foreskin of your heart." Now, does he mean to get down there with a knife and start cutting the foreskin off of your heart? No, he doesn't. The things that are getting between you and God in your heart, and there are things that get between you and God when you think of other things besides God, when you think of sin, when you think of doing things that have nothing to do with God, it's getting between you and God. You should constantly be in an atmosphere of prayer. Do all things in the name of Jesus Christ. And not only do all things in the name of Jesus Christ, because it is something we should carry with us everywhere we go. Remove that foreskin that's getting between you and God. That foreskin that is, it's symbolic, of course, but it is things, these are things that get in your heart that separate you from God. And they separate you from the Word of God. It gets you too busy. It gets you in a place where you can't hear God. How many times have you gotten into this place that you cannot hear God, but he's speaking to you all the time? You take a step to God. As we said before, he'll take a step to you. And this is what the Word of God is for, is to bring you closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Remove the foreskin of your heart, men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, or else my wrath will go forth like fire. My wrath will go forth like fire, and burn with none to quench it, because of the evil of your deeds. Don't let anything get between you and God. Why? Because there's a chance that the wrath of God could be on its way to your house. And you don't want that. Declare in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem and say, blow the trumpet in the land. Cry aloud and say, assemble yourselves and let us go into the fortified cities. Lift up a standard toward Zion. Seek refuge. Do not stand still. For I am bringing evil from the north and great destruction. A lion has gone up from the thicket, and a destroyer of nations has set out. He has gone out from his place to make your land a waste. The Babylonians came in and did this, folks. The Babylonians came in from the north, and when Nabopolassar and Nebuchadnezzar attacked, this scripture was fulfilled. You know, when God says something, you can bank on it that it's going to happen. It's true. It's true, folks. Read the book of the Revelation. That all of it's going to come true. One day, it's going to come true. A lion has gone up from the thicket. A destroyer of nations has set out. He has gone out from his place to make your land a waste, your cities to be ruins without inhabitant. For this, put on sackcloth. In other words, it's time for repentance. The prophets always preached one thing only, and that was repentance. Above all, if you don't, you know, if someone's declaring himself to be a prophet of some type, bishop, a prophet, or whatever, if he's not speaking and preaching the word of God, which is repentance, he's no prophet. Put on sackcloth, lament and wail, for the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned back from us. It shall come about in that day, declares the Lord, that the heart of the king and the heart of the princes will fail, and the priests will be appalled, and the prophets will be astounded. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, surely you have utterly deceived this people and Jerusalem, saying, You will have peace, whereas a sword touching the throat. In that time, it will be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a scorching wind from the bare heights in the wilderness, in the direction of the daughter of my people, not to winnow and not to cleanse. A wind too strong for this will come at my command. Now I will also pronounce judgment against them. Behold, he goes up like clouds, and his chariots like a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us, for we are ruined. Wash your heart from evil, O Jerusalem, that you may be saved. How long will your wicked thoughts lodge within you? For a voice declares from Dan, and proclaims wickedness from Mount Ephraim. Report it to the nations now. Proclaim over Jerusalem. Besiegers come from a far country and lift their voices against the cities of Judah. Like watchmen of a field, they are against her round about, because she has rebelled against me, declares the Lord. Your ways and your deeds have brought these things to you. You know, your ways, your deeds have brought these things to you. You bring your own judgment. God doesn't impose it. A person brings it to themselves. God doesn't send somebody to hell. They bring hell to them. They bring hell and judgment to their own selves. How tragic. This is your evil. How bitter. How it has touched your heart. My soul, I am in anguish. Oh, my heart. My heart is pounding in me. I cannot be silent. Because you have heard, oh, my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. You know, I'm hearing that sound of the trumpet and that alarm of war right now. I'm hearing it. World War III is about to take place, and we don't realize it. These things are beginning to fall into place. I don't know if it's within the next few weeks or the next few months or the next few years. But take a look around you. It's about to take place. China, South China Sea, they have been pushing our allies around so long, it's just a matter of time before this erupts into an all-out war. And we'll have to defend Taiwan. We'll have to defend Japan. We'll have to defend them. We can't just sit buy and allow China to take over would be insanity. You can't allow that. You can't allow China to take over the Philippines. This is insanity, folks. Can't do it. So we will be forced to go in to a war, probably a world war. You can bank on it. Russia will be a part of it, and other countries, and it will trigger that Battle of Armageddon and the Battle of Megiddo, and it will culminate in the end of this age as we know it. The alarm of war, the sound of the trumpet, disaster on disaster is proclaimed, for the whole land is devastated. Suddenly, my tents are devastated, my curtains. In an instant, how long must I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? How long are we going to listen to the trumpet sound before it happens? The trumpet is about to sound. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are about to be released, if not released already. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the red horse isn't traveling. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if these things are already in place and already in process. If we hear a trumpet, if you hear a trumpet, get yourself ready to go up. Repent and get with God as soon as possible, because these things, this is a time and an age, a day of an age whereby you won't have a second chance. You won't have time to repent. Oh, well, I'll just wait, and when I hear the trumpet, I'll repent, and I'll make it. No, you won't. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him to meet Christ in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You want to get ready right now? Let's pray. Pray this prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I give myself to you. I ask you to forgive me, cleanse me, make me new, make me born again. Let me be born again now. I repent. I turn everything over to you. I ask that you cover me with your blood, forgive me, cleanse me, and let me be born again, please. Now, let me be ready for the coming of the Lord. Let me be ready in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I thank you in Jesus' name. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and these will all be uploaded. You can listen to them again if you like. We'll take up this 22nd verse of the fourth chapter tomorrow. And I hope you're getting something out of this book of Jeremiah. He was quite a prophet. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved.